Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Generosity Wins by Monty Wood and Nicole F. Roberts. So Sophie, first thing I gotta ask you, doesn't the title sound a little soft?
Oh, totally, but that's the trick. This book isn't a warm, fuzzy plea for charity. It's a hard-nosed strategy guide that argues generosity is the most effective way to win in business and in life. It flips the whole scarcity mindset on its head.
Right? The authors say we're conditioned to think there's only so much pie to go around, so we fight for our slice. But they make the case that we're actually in a world of abundance, and giving value first creates this magnetic pull.
Exactly. And the core premise is that generosity isn't just a nice to have. It's the ultimate competitive advantage. People are sick of transactional, zero-sum interactions. They can smell inauthenticity from a mile away.
So what does strategic generosity actually look like? It's not just writing checks to charity.
No, it's way more specific. It's proactively providing value with no strings attached. You give your time, your expertise, your network, and your attention. You do it freely, hoping the other person succeeds.
And the key is no immediate quid pro quo. You're not keeping score. The authors call it a deposit into a relationship bank account that pays off way more than any single transaction.
And that ties into the psychology of reciprocity. Not the manipulative, I scratch your back, kind, but the deep human instinct to give back to those who've given to us. It creates a positive cycle.
So the generous person becomes a hub of goodwill. People want to do business with them, work for them, refer them. That network effect is the engine of growth.
Right.
And the book breaks it down into practical areas.
Take leadership.
The best leaders aren't command and control types. They're servants. They prioritize their team's growth, give credit freely, and create a safe space for risk-taking.
That builds insane loyalty. Employees aren't just working for a paycheck. They're working for a leader who's invested in them. You can't buy that with fear-based management.
Then there's sales and marketing. The book advocates for value-first marketing. Instead of bombarding people with features and pressure, you educate, entertain, and solve problems for free.
So you're giving away your best ideas before you ever ask for the sale. And the book addresses the big fear there. If I give it all away, why would anyone pay me?
And their answer is brilliant. In today's world, the problem isn't a lack of information, it's a lack of execution. Giving away knowledge establishes you as an authority. People pay for your expertise, your experience, your ability to help them implement.
So the more you give, the more your value amplifies. What about the fear of being taken advantage of?
They acknowledge that risk, but they say it's worth it. The small percentage of people who might take without giving back is a price worth paying for the immense benefits from the majority who respond positively.
And they're not saying be a doormat. You set boundaries. You choose who you invest in. It's about having an abundance mindset, believing there's enough success to go around.
The book is full of stories, too. Like a startup that gave its core software away for free, built a massive user base, then monetized with premium features that loyal customers eagerly adopted.
Or a salesperson who built a million-dollar book of business by mentoring young professionals for hours each week. Those mints became her biggest clients and referral sources.
It's a shift from a scarcity mindset to one of abundance. And the book gives practical exercises to make that shift, starting small with low-risk acts of generosity.
And here's a profound idea. Generosity shapes your identity. When you see yourself as a giver, you carry a different kind of confidence. You're not needy or desperate. You're an attractor.
That shift in self-perception changes the energy you project, and people are drawn to that. They want to be around you, work with you, help you succeed.
But they also warn against burnout. You have to be generous with yourself too. Set boundaries, take care of your own needs so you can sustain the giving.
Right.
It's a virtuous cycle. Generosity fuels your success, which gives you more resources to be even more generous.
The book's final takeaway is simple. Stop trying to win by taking and start winning by giving. The returns, they promise, are far greater than you can imagine.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Generosity, in the end, is the ultimate competitive advantage.
It's the strategy that works in the long run. We'll see you in the next one.